Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We do want to share the top three on the VFN Torch. Over 1,000 highlights. Over 1,000 highlights. And we have the opportunity just to share some of these just awesome highlights with you so that you can be blessed and go back and listen to them and so that you can share with others. But the first one I want to share is guard your heart from envy. Guard your heart from envy. And it's a moment of wisdom found in Proverbs 23, 17 through 18. The word says, do not let your heart envy sinners, but always be zealous for the fear of the Lord. That's so important. It's so important because there isn't a future hope in envying somebody else that's not even living for God, right? The future hope is in those that are fearing God and living for the Lord. You know, we have to have a great energy and enthusiasm in keeping a constant awareness and an acknowledgement of God, his presence, his ways, and his feelings towards us and his feeling towards sin. I mean, it's better for us not even to go into that place of envy, but to remain with a healthy fear of the Lord. You know, even the psalmist David said, you know, he's recounting about all the stuff that the sinners are getting away with. He thought, he says, until I found out the end result of what was going to happen. You know, and the Bible speaks clearly that sin is pleasurable for a season, but in the end, it's death.
That's right.
You know, and so the aftertaste of that, it doesn't go well. And so we need to guard our heart if we're peeking over fences and peeking through windows and peeking through slats, right? And envying the things of this world, because nothing good comes out of that. You have to guard your heart. Proverbs says that your heart is the wellspring, the source of your life, and don't be easily entangled. The second one I want to share with you is that God has a grace for you. That no matter what you have done in your life, Jesus can and is willing to forgive you. He can and he will. He's not going to condemn you, right? Mm-hmm. Jesus condemned the religious persons of the time, the Pharisees, that they were taking pride in their good works. They thought that their good works were going to make them in right standing with God. But we know that we can't earn our way to God through having basically a religious spirit. But the truth is that no matter what you've done in your life, Jesus will forgive you, and there is no shame that the cross can't take away. God's grace is sufficient. His grace is abundance, and he does want to lavish it on you. It's available. Sure. It's available. You know, the salvation of God is because of the grace of God. Yeah, it's unmerited. Yes, it's undeserved. But God gives grace to the humble. And if you come to God and you come clean with the Lord, he will give you grace. He will give you grace. Oh, I love the grace of God.
Amen.
Can't live without it.
Can't do without it.
The last one I want to share with you as we come to the end of the extra hour is rescue those being led to death. Another wonderful wisdom moment in Proverbs, but we share about seeing danger, right? When we see danger as believers, that we should have eyes to see and know people around us, know what's going on in their life, to view what's going on, and to be able to lead them in a direction that is away from death. There's nothing like that. You know, we see people all of the time that we're counseling, maybe that they're in our life, they're our children, they're our friends. Right. And you have eyes to see. You see that the path that they're on, it's not going to go well for them, right? And so we have an obligation out of love. It may not be the popular thing to do, right? Mm-hmm. But is it the right thing to do before God? Is to be able to say, hey, listen, you need to be careful. You need to be cautious. Because that looks like that's going to be a bad situation. I see dead end all over that. And the truth is that slaughter could be the end of that.
Mm-hmm.
you know, a devastation if they don't stop going in that direction. That's what we're warning. A storm is coming. A storm is coming. Mm-hmm. You can take the attitude as a believer, well, they just deserve it. They're not going to listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
Or that they should have known better. We have been sharing with it or telling them, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that's not right. We can continue about our business, but what we should do is be able to, with compassion, right? Because God's made it known to us, we should be able to tell them, listen, a storm is coming. Death awaits if you're still on this path. A storm is brewing, and not remain silent. And this is one of the reasons that we have VFN Radio, to warn others, to say, listen, a storm is coming. The Lord has spoken.
Right.
We're seeing the sign of the times right before us. We're seeing events that are literally transforming everything. We're seeing, wow, the economies of the world are just about to just fall like dominoes. It's time to get our spiritual house in order, and it's time to be in the right place with God today.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.